Oh, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
Yes, I have a charge on my account, on my credit card that I don't think I authorized. And it shows you all as the recipient.
Can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
It's 27040. And it's Timothy Brown.
And for security purposes, can you please verify the address on the account?
5836 Landon, L-A-N-D-O-N, Landon Drive, Pottstown, 27040.
Yes, sir. I see that you ordered a tactical bag from us.
No, I didn't authorize that purchase. I did order a, I ordered a tactical bag, I'm sorry, for $7.95.
Yes, sir.
Does it show another charge for $67.32?
Yes, sir. In the terms and conditions that have to be agreed upon, it does state that you'd be agreeing to sign up for our monthly subscription to our online gadget store, which also includes a $125 gift card sent to you via email every month.
I don't want that subscription.
Okay, I can cancel it out. Are you ready for the confirmation number?
One moment. Yes, please.
It's going to be Ciaz and Charlie, 259-495-5903.
So, C, Charlie, 259-495-5903.
Yes, sir.
And the charge that's on my credit card will come off?
I can refund you 35% back.
Can I still use it this month?
The gift card? Yes, sir.
Okay. How much you said the gift card would be?
$125.
And that's for anything from the store?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You can't just terminate that and refund the full amount?
No, sir, because it was a valid charge and you're still able to use the gift card if I cancel the account. That refund's going to take 3 to 5 business days to appear in your account.
Okay, what would the amount be that you refund?
$23.56.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Have a good day, you too. Bye-bye.